the things that the canto has to say, or the set of cantos that are in the Circle of the Sun, is let's talk about what it means to be wise. Let's see if the definitions that we come at from common experience turn out to be the right definitions.
Now, as it turns out, not only are these two circles of theologians and philosophers complementary, so that we're meant to see that what Dante sees is in a certain harmony, but what we see on the page in two cantos that follow one another also is a kind of complementarity and harmony, because in Canto 11, the great Dominican theologian Thomas Aquinas tells the story of the life of St. Francis, the founder of that other great religious order of the 13th century. And then at the end, after having told Francis' story in the most glowing terms, Thomas really lambasts the Dominicans, his own order, of his own day, for not having kept to the standards of their model, their founder, Dominic. Then in the next canto, the Franciscan theologian Bonaventure tells the story in equally glowing terms of the life of St. Dominic, the founder of the Dominicans, and then Bonaventure excoriates the Franciscans of his own day and of Dante's own day for not keeping up with the standards of their founder, Francis of Assisi. So there is this wonderful balance, not just in what Dante sees in the sphere of the sun, but what we see when we read the two most important narrative cantos that are set in the sphere of the sun.
Notice that one way of looking at it, each figure is saying, let me see what I can find in the other guy to praise. Let me praise the other order, what had become in their own time the rival order. Well, one way of taking a look at that is by comparing what happened back in Inferno 10. Okay, remember that was Farinata and Cavalcante, who were constantly making distinctions and divisions and separating mine from yours. What happens here is that the figures are trying to do exactly the opposite, trying to unite. We're two orders. We were both founded to reform the church. Let's see how we can do this in a kind of complementary way. Let's see how we can build up rather than tear down the community. And that provides us also with a kind of clue to the way in which the 24 sages that we see in this series of cantos are meant to be seen, that each of them has some aspect of the truth, and it's only by putting it all together that we see a complete picture. And so therefore, truth is going to be somehow connected to the relationship of the parts to the whole, just as that's the way in which we come to an appreciation of the harmony of the cosmos, that it's the relationship of the parts to the whole that makes things work.
Certainly, Francis and Dominic had some things in common. They were contemporaries. They lived about a century before Dante, and at almost the same time, they founded their religious orders. But although they had some things in common, for example, both of their orders preached a kind of special sort of poverty that in many ways is their own creation in the Christian tradition, nevertheless, they had somewhat different missions from the very beginning. Francis, for example, always wanted to go out and preach penance. What he really wanted to say to people on the street corners of the towns of Italy is, folks, repent, because the kingdom of heaven is coming someday. We must be prepared. You must turn away from sin. Now, Dominic was not opposed to that, obviously, but Dominic's own shtick, if you will, was to preach to people who had, in fact, fallen into following various heretical sects that had arisen in Italy and France in particular. And Dominic's shtick from the beginning really was, you got to get doctrine right. We want to explain doctrine to you. And if you don't have the doctrine right, you're going to fall away from the true church and therefore risk salvation. Notice they're both preachers and they're both preaching orders. In fact, the name for the Dominican order is the Order of Preachers, and the friars of the Franciscan order were renowned preachers, but they had different angles. Again, they were complementary to one another.
Yeah, again, maybe one way of taking a look at that is the distinction that we've been making throughout Inferno and Purgatorio, going back to Augustine, the distinction between intellect and will, that the Dominicans, and in particular Thomas Aquinas as the greatest spokesman for the Dominicans, concentrated on intellect, and the Franciscans, and indeed the greatest spokesman for them, Francis of Assisi and Bonaventure, were interested in the will. And so they become associated with these two complementary ways of getting at the truth, if you will. And what happens is that here, each praises the other way. Now, I guess.